Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. I am Gregory Crawford, and I host this show each week. And you can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops or with my brand new webpage sports page, www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress.com. And, you know, for a long time I've been telling you after Labor Day we're going to bring all the coaches back on the same program. Well, I lied. I lied about that because I really didn't lie. I'm just trying to be funny and probably not funny. But you know what? There's a demand to bring these coaches back. We talked to them individually twice during the spring and summer. And people keep telling me, Greg, they really love the program when everybody's on because they get different points of view. So I am one that has a tendency to listen to listeners and readers, anything I do in the media. So that's why we're bringing all four coaches back on starting tonight. And occasionally there might be a coach take some time off the rest of the summer. That's perfectly fine. But every Tuesday we're going to have all our coaches on the program like we do during a basketball season from now until April or so. And I also want to plug one more thing. Big show coming up at 10 o'clock tonight on the Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz on Blog Talk Radio, because we're going to talk to one of the best, and you don't want to miss it because everybody wants to become a basketball referee. And I know our four coaches tonight have done a little refereeing at time themselves from the bench. So it'll be a great show, and if you ever wanted to be a referee, you don't want to miss this. Okay, each week we start out with Trevor Hopp, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Trevor, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How are things up in Portland?
It's pouring down rain. It's 42 degrees, and all the campuses around here, Mount Hood, Portland Community, Clackamas, are shrouded in fog.
Well, we're a little similar. It's actually about 60 degrees down here today. We had a beautiful day down on the coast.
When is it not beautiful on the Oregon coast?
I don't know. There's sometimes when, you know, the rain keeps coming and coming, but we do have this time of year, and as we get even into August and September, those are usually our best months for weather-wise and try to get outside a little bit and enjoy it, so. That's what's going on.
Trevor, I'm going to ask every coach tonight the same question. You don't have the benefit of knowing it in advance, but they might be listening. They will, but it's a good one. If somebody wants to come to Southwestern Oregon Community College and get an education, what's going to happen there? They're going to get a pretty good education.
Yeah, you know, I think all of us can say, hey, you know, you can get your general ed, which all of the community colleges in Oregon can offer. You know, we have a couple specialized fields. Welding is big at our college. Our nursing program's big. But for most of our players, they're taking general education, looking to transfer on to a four-year, you know, college or university. I think the unique setting we have is the on-campus dorms, and just our feel, a little bit smaller campus where you're going to know a lot of people. Not everybody's going to know everybody, but you're going to know a lot of people, and you're going to get to know people. And then, you know, one of the final things is I just talk about the people that work at our college, whether it be faculty, staff, you know, people in the cafeteria and the bookstore. A lot of caring people around here, so you're going to know that people care about you and want to help you succeed and reach your goals academically. So those are some of the things.
Trevor, Southwestern Oregon Community College is located in one of the, you know, with the name, one of the furthest points southwest in the state of Oregon on the beautiful Oregon coast. What are the advantages of being there?
Well, for a basketball player, you know, it's a lot less distractions. It we talk about it, it's school and basketball, and you know, you got some time to watch some videos or play some video games, but it's a place where you can really concentrate on just that, on school and basketball. And we know it's not for everybody, but for the ones that like that, that want that, that you know, want a little bit smaller setting, I think, you know, that's what makes us a nice choice for a lot of different people.
Trevor, do you hear a lot from, you know, I know you're totally engrossed in the school and as you should be, and that's a great thing, and with the basketball program, do you hear a lot from ex-students, ex-players, and of course those are ex-student athletes once they leave?
Yeah, you know, I've been, it's just been funny this summer. I've just had a chance, I don't know what's been going on, but had a chance to reach out or some of them have reached out to me, whether it be through Facebook or, you know, sometimes some people do come back in the area. And, you know, that's always a nice thing to be able to talk to our former student athletes and reminisce about their time and things we had. And we always end up, you know, oh man, I forgot that story, and laugh about all kinds of things. So that's always fun. And you know, even students too, I'll bump into a student who I haven't seen in a couple of years, whether it's out of the store or out around town, and hey, I remember you taught that health class or something, and you know, we'll ask them, you know, questions about that, or they'll ask how I'm doing, how the team's doing. So yeah, love running into old student athletes, old students. That I think that's a big reason why we're in this is them, the students.
And, you know, Trevor, I know I'm going to talk to everybody tonight about maybe something they've done basketball-wise this summer, but I did pass along to John Spolstra how great you thought Eric was at the Coaching U Live, and he got this big smile on his face that proves that people still love hearing about their kids. And that's one of the things that you've done this summer. You went to a great coaching clinic in Florida.
Yeah, no doubt. It's the old thing. Hey, we want our players to get better in the summer. We want them to put in time in the gym, and we want them to improve their game. Well, as coaches, we got to step up and keep learning and growing ourselves. So I always try to do something basketball wise. And you know, the past few years, I've had the chance to go to Coaching U Live, and this year it happened to be in Orlando, which made it even more fun. But just hearing great speakers and, you know, taking down notes and it just gets you thinking and it gets you excited. That's the cool thing is I was actually transferring some of my notes today from handwritten notes to typing them up and drawing some things up on the computer. And every time I do that, it gets my wheel spinning and gets me thinking and gets me more excited about getting the guys back on campus and starting up again.
Trevor, in our final 45 seconds, what's one thing that's really got you excited about your 15-16 basketball thing? I know team, and I know there's many, but one thing you can throw out to our listeners.
I think the one thing that I'm excited about is that we're going to be able to shoot it. And anytime you can score, in our case, shoot it, whether it be threes or deep shots, but I just think we're going to be a very good shooting team, and so that hopefully that's going to keep us in a lot of games, and that right there has got me excited in that, okay, we know we got guys that can shoot it now. We got to do a good job of working with them defensively and you know, help them improve other areas of their game, but I think we're definitely going to shoot it.
Trevor Hopp, have a great week. Thanks for leading us off each week. You're going to do that from now until next April. And have a great week and good night. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
Trevor Hopp, the head men's coach of Southwestern Oregon Community College. Now let's swing over to Eugene, Oregon, and talk to the head coach at Lane Community College, a.k.a. Lane State University, Bruce Kafka. Bruce, good evening. And, Bruce, what's a person going to get out of their education at Lane Community College?
Hey, thanks for having me. I want to talk about our weather report down here in Eugene first before we do anything. It was a balmy, I think, 80 degrees, lots of sunshine. So moving on, what was your question again? I forgot already.
What is a person going to get out of their education at Lane Community College?
Well, if you play for me, that's going to be a great education right there in itself. So, you know, it's a great great school. We, just like Trevor said, they're going to get all their basic classes out of the way. You know, our athletic department provides free tutors for our student athletes, and they definitely take advantage of that. We have an academic advisor just for our athletes, like most of the schools do, I think, but that keeps our guys on track of what they need to take. It's a great educational setting. I think, you know, Eugene is a fun place for young kids. There's four colleges in the beautiful town of Eugene, and you know, I think you get the true Pac-10 or Pac-12 now environment for kids, which could be a good thing and a bad thing. We have probably a few more distractions than maybe some other schools, but you know, it's just a great place to be. And you know, Trevor said that people down there care about their student athletes and their students, and I think that's the same way here at Eugene. At Lane, is we have a lot of people that care about you know, helping our kids get through and pushing them and making sure they're taking the right classes and all that good stuff. So it's a great educational setting.
Bruce, what's the one thing, and I know you're always looking to get better. I've gotten to know you pretty well, as I have all the coaches. What's one thing that our listeners would enjoy hearing about this summer that you've done to make you a better basketball coach?
Well, I went to China, as we talked about, I think, in one of our last shows, but I got to coach a group of post-grads over there, and that was quite a fun deal. You know, we got to sit around and talk to, have little, I don't know, pseudo mini coaching clinics with the other coaches, and just to see how they do things and, you know, how they're, some teams were from Europe, how they talked about how they play ball in Europe, how they develop their kids, some skill work we talked about. And then, you know, it was fun coaching 10 kids that I basically didn't know up until this trip. And it also made me appreciate, you know, my kids and my situation and what I have going on here at Lane. So it was a fun time. I went to Hawaii and worked the camp on the Big Island for a week, and that was a fun deal. Got to meet some bunch of high school coaches and see some good players. And my traveling is going to be pretty much done for the summer. I don't want to travel anywhere. I just sort of want to lay low in Eugene and recover from the two trips and, you know, make sure our guys are doing their summer school stuff. And we started workouts last week, so I've been doing some workouts and that kind of thing. But I think recharging your batteries as a coach is really important. There's a saying out there, sharpening your saw, you know, with different ideas, you know, attending coaching clinics, that kind of thing. I like going to coaching clinics, but I like sort of getting with that old veteran coach and saying, hey, how do you do this? What do you do in practice? How much time do you spend on skill work? You know, show me a press breaker. I'm more of a one-on-one type of guy. My ADD kicks in when I'm in a big coaching setting. So it's usually better for me to sit down with one-on-one or maybe one-on-two kind of thing and learn that way.
Bruce, in conclusion tonight, I'm going to ask everybody this. What's the one thing that you are looking forward to? I know many, but one really thing that our listeners would enjoy you're looking forward to with your 2015-16 team.
You know, I think our returners, first of all, they're really good guys. They're good people. They're fun to be around. And just sort of like their constant improvement kind of attitude. And I've touched base with all of them this summer. Some of them are on campus. That's the funnest part and the most thing that gets me excited about this group coming back in. Because, you know, some years you don't have good guys just for whatever reason, or maybe one or two guys are energy vampires and they're not fun to be around and make it hard for everybody. But just the quality of individuals we have coming back, you know, they're really good guys, come from good families. So I'm super excited to, you know, get the ball rolling with those guys and just touching base this summer with them and that kind of thing.
And very good, Bruce Chofka, the head men's coach at Lane Community College. Great job tonight, per usual. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you very soon.
Thanks, Greg. Take care of yourself.
You betcha. That's Bruce Chofka, and is great on this program. Does a great job of coaching. Another guy that does a great job of coaching, he's won a state championship as both a high school coach and as a member of the NWAC. Tony Broaddus. Tony, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, and great to have you on. And I love seeing that board lit up with all the coaches tonight. It kind of gets me really pumped up. I love this. I love talking to everybody individually, but I love it when everybody else is on. Tony, if I ask you some of the same questions, definitely. Somebody comes to Portland Community College, what kind of education they're going to get there? And I know it's going to be a really good one.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It's going to be a solid education in whatever field they're interested in. And what I like, it's going to be diverse. I'd say it's going to be more their classmates and the setting is going to be more diverse than any other school that they could attend in this area, in the state of Oregon, I would say. So not only do you get an excellent education from the books, but you also get educated from being around different people other than the folks that you're around all the time with your family and friends.
Very good. And of course, Tony, one thing I think people don't realize about Portland Community College is it's just not out on Killingsworth. It's on 82nd. It's in Sylvania. It's branched out. It's got kind of different campuses, and they all fit a good need for the community.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And that's the real cool thing about it is just the different campuses. And like, so tomorrow we'll have our open gym out at Pennsylvania instead of Cascades. You know, we can move it around, and it gives guys a little freshness to playing, being out on the floor, so it's really cool. I'm excited about it. Hey, Greg, I hope the sound isn't too bad. I'm out here at Delta Park. I'm playing in a doubleheader softball game in men's league, but I'm dedicated to the show, so I wanted to make sure I had a time to get on. But it's a fun night out here at Delta Park.
Oh, you sound perfect. It's got to be a beautiful night. Say hello to everybody out there. Tony, I wanted to ask you, what's maybe one thing that you've done this summer? I know you do a lot, and you love the game. And by the way, it's good to see Tyrone White and his son and his other son at the Pro-Am League this past weekend and a couple times. But what's the one thing you've done this summer that the listeners would like to know about to make you a better coach?
Yeah, that's a good question. One thing I'd say is kind of like Bruce said, is recharge the battery. I've recharged so that now, you know, I'm ready to rock and roll. I feel totally energized, so that's going to make me better. And then just studying the game. You know, I'm a guy who's up all night watching games, watching NBA, watching college, watching games of our team from last year, from the year before. I mean, there's no end to the videos that I have that I'll watch and try to pick up stuff from. And, you know, and I'm an NBA TV guy, so I've been on NBA TV all week. I was watching my former player, Mike James, take advantage of his NBA chances, and now he's got a chance with the Suns after a real good week. So I'm just a basketball junkie, and I've been watching it all summer, and I won't stop. Just keep studying.
What makes Mike James a special player, Tony? You did coach him in high school, and boy, he is good. And he's also got a team in the Pro-Am League.
Oh, yeah. It's funny that you say that, because what makes him good is exactly why he's got a team in the Pro-Am League. He just flat-out loves the game. He's a guy who, when I coached him, he was first person there. He beat me to the gym all the time. And I hated that as a coach. I can't have a kid beat me, but he'd be there. And then he's always the guy who first – I never wanted to leave. So we're like, we got to go, Mike. We got to go. And he's had that obsessiveness to the game. He loves it. And now he finally played overseas last year and got his chance with the Suns this summer. And, man, I don't know if you saw the game yesterday, but 32 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. Thank jeez.
Yeah, he's a fabulous player, and everybody talks about him. You know, he just keeps getting better and better, and I know it's a big thrill for you to coach him. In conclusion tonight, Tony, before you go out and hit a couple slammers over the fence out there at Delta Park, what's maybe one thing among many or one that stands out that you're really looking forward to with your 15-16 version of the Panthers?
Well, you know, our how hard are we going to come back? How last year was a down year for us, and I'm excited to see how strong these guys come back, how hard they attack practice and the conditioning, and then how well we play. I mean, we have got some talent. I can tell you that right now. We have loaded up with talent. We're not real big, but we'll be a Golden State type of team. And I'm excited. I cannot tell you. And then the guards. My 2 years here, I haven't had the guards that I'm used to having in high school and when I had my success. But this year we'll have the guards that will represent Portland well. So I'm excited.
Hey, very good, Tony. Thanks for coming on tonight. You're going to be on every week from now on. You add a lot to this program. And now go out and that pitcher can't overpower Tony Broaddus. So knock one out
you got
the street
that right.
And make the kids chase after it to get a free snow cone at the softball game. Good night,
right,
Tony.
Appreciate it. Take care.
Tony Broaddus, the Ed Men's coach at Portland Community College. Now we close out the program each Tuesday night with what I think is without question the best college basketball coach ever in the state of Oregon, and I put him even ahead of Danny Miles. As great as Danny Miles is, when you look at his record and what he's done and the league he has to play in and all the great stuff, Cliff Wagner, head men's coach at Clackamas Community College, and a good person who is dedicated to the game way beyond even the school that he coaches. Good evening, Cliff.
Well, Greg, thanks for that glowing introduction. I don't know what to say other than good evening, Greg.
Well, why don't you say this? Why don't you tell us about Clackamas Community College? And I know factually probably over 100 people that have gone there, and they all are unanimous in the education they got there. Why is that?
Well, what you can be promised at Clackamas is just a great opportunity. Not just an opportunity, but a great opportunity. If you come to Clackamas and you work hard and you have an idea where you're going, there's just so many people that will help you get there. And there's so many people that are at Clackamas that started our own president started at Clackamas Community College and worked her way up, and she believes in the mission. And there's so many people that are Clackamas educated people that are still on the faculty in the administration that believe in the mission. They believe in the idea. And when you have people like that, then you create a great educational entity. And that's what I really think Clackamas is for so many people. People right out of high school, people that are ready to get going, people that need a little extra help getting started, older people coming back, retraining in different jobs and professions. A community college, a good community college, is one of the most valuable entities we have in this country, I truly believe, to make higher education affordable to so many people.
Cliff, I labeled you as the best college coach ever in the state of Oregon. I'm sticking with that. And on that basis, I wanted to ask you, you know, is the future of the game still going in the right direction, basketball on all levels? I must say, as a referee, I probably didn't call the game that tight. I worked a lot of games for you. You were always very happy, but it just seems to me like the game is, you know, it's getting so physical, you almost got to be Hulk Hogan out there.
I don't know. It comes and goes. I don't know what to say about that. I still love basketball. I love the way it's played. I love, you know, in its essence, in its purest form, basketball is a game that you want athletes to be able to do these things, because that's the beauty of the game. You want them to be able, you want it to be that the team that plays with the most intelligence and skill and togetherness has the better opportunity to win, as opposed to the team that's the most physically manhandling. So that's something I think that the people who are guardians of the game must always be vigilant to control, but not go overboard to the point that, you know, not everybody wants to see, or, you know, people should be allowed to play good defense too. You know, you don't want to be that restricted too, because defensive brilliance is part of the entertainment as well. So it's a fine line of balance, to be honest. I think we focus too much on changing rules because it's hard to call and we're trying to make it easier to officiate. And I don't think that's the right reason. I think when we make rule changes, it should be for the betterment of the game.
Cliff, you like to recharge your batteries during the summer. And I think anybody that's highly successful recharges their batteries in any profession. Basketball-wise, have you done something this summer that's, you know, read a book, Condor Clinic, that's made you a better coach?
Well, I went to a clinic in May in Las Vegas that was very good. But since this summer, I haven't been to any clinics. I do wind up talking basketball with people. We just spent the afternoon on the river with my assistant coaches, Brian Stamm and Paul Fiskum, going up down the Willamette, doing a little bit of water skiing and talking some basketball. So just talking to them about next year kind of gets me fired up, and the kids we're bringing in and what we might be able to do and so forth. So other than that, I have done a lot of organizational kind of things. I've organized my office a little bit. I've been organizing some of my various aspects like offense and defense into notebooks to make them a little easier to put my hands on. And that's kind of been my focus on improvement for next year. A more organized coach is a better coach.
Cliff, I know that you're always fired up every year. That's once again what makes you a great coach. What are you most looking forward to, or something that's going to stand out that our listeners would like to hear about? In closing with you tonight, 15-16 Clackamas Community College basketball.
Well, the great coach Al McGuire used to say the best thing about a freshman was he becomes a sophomore. So we have a handful of freshman returners who all needed to grow in various ways. And seeing them grow in the spring and their growth over the summer, that's exciting. To see these guys change into the young men and the kind of soldiers they'll need to be to compete for a league championship again next year. And then the other thing I'm really excited about is we just have a great group of freshmen coming in, and I'm really excited to get to know those kids as people better and to work with them and to see them grow next year. So putting that all together, is that should be excitement enough for any coach.
Great job tonight, Cliff, per usual, and hopefully we'll go out to the Pro-Am this weekend, maybe one or two days, or I'll catch up with you real soon. Definitely, I need to, and thanks for being a big part of this program and closing it out each week.
Oh, thanks again for having me on the show. I always appreciate doing the show, Greg, and listening to the other coaches, and would love to go out and visit the Pro-Am with you. So let's make that happen this weekend. Get out and see some basketball and
I'll come by and get you. We'll definitely do that. Thank you, Cliff Wagner, head men's coach at Clackamas Community College. Thank you, listeners. We'll be back next Tuesday night, 9:30 Pacific Daylight Time. We're here every time at this time. Thanks for listening, and make all your free throws.